With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the Life Hackers. You're in the Life Hack Arena. Settle down. Get comfortable. Brace yourself. We're going to go. Here we go. We're going. We're taking off. We're up in the air. Oh, yeah. Let's start hacking at life.
What?
Weirdest intro yet. I loved it.
Good. Welcome back.
You love doing that voice, don't you?
I do it quite a lot.
He does do it quite a lot, yeah. Actually. Especially like if you have a little drink after work, that voice comes out straight away.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. Aww.
That's nice. There are worse voices to come out.
There are worse. Do you remember
after a drink.
But if it's just like, hey, little everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Can I get you? I'm going to go back to bar, get a drink. Anybody, what do you fancy? You're going to have a little.
Do you know what that voice reminds me of? Do you remember when we stayed in that hotel and there were complaints about the crew?
No.
And you went behind the bar and put on all your old school music.
Yeah, that's
do you
it.
Remember that?
I think it was in
you
Folkestone.
Got scared then what I was going to say. Yeah, you went, hey, stop talking.
It was Folkestone, wasn't it?
Was it Folkestone?
Yeah, the guy with the weird cameras all over the hotel.
Yeah, the cameras everywhere. Yeah. He knew where everyone was.
We better not talk about him, actually.
Why?
Because he'll probably remember he's got the video footage of then.
Yeah. And I got a call saying you were, because I was so good.
What did you?
Because I went to bed earlier than everyone else. Because you were all having a drink. I don't drink.
I think it was the end of the run. It was the last episode that we filmed, wasn't it?
So I was in bed like one or whatever. God knows what time you lot went to bed.
About 4 or 5.
Four or five, I think. Yeah, you were like being rock and roll.
On camera at 8:30.
And he called up and told me all the gossip.
What an idiot. I am an idiot. Don't do that anymore. Those days are long gone.
I tell you what, since Drummond's met Dolly, he's a new man.
Totally.
He's changed his life. I don't know who you are anymore. I'm doing like jokes and then those jokes don't work anymore because he's a changed man. It's good.
But you are funny.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, you're more boring, mate.
Yeah, no. I don't know what it... I think
he's a changed man. Well done, Dolly. You've sorted him right out.
I think it's called
Thank
happiness.
God for you.
Yeah. Anyway, don't.
Oh,
do
don't.
That.
I had to press. I think it's
off.
Called happiness. Are you crying?
Yeah, I'm going to blush. Stop
God,
it.
He's gone red and he's got tears in his eyes. It's because he's in love with Dolly.
Oh, just a little bit of
love. Just a little bit of love in my life.
I'm such an emotional guy this morning.
How are you? You messaged me on the way to the studio to say you haven't had much sleep.
Oh,
so tell us
God.
About that.
No, Oliver's taken to waking up at like 2 or 3 in the morning and just being like, right, I'm awake now. That's it.
Yeah, I'm a bit like that.
Are you?
Yeah.
How annoying.
Yeah.
Basically, he just wakes up and he cries. He wants to eat.
Right.
And he wants to play and he like tries to climb up on my dressing table, get my makeup brushes, like have
awesome.
A little party.
Good lad.
And then me and you know you call Dolly.
Yeah.
Dolly. I call my one Kent. Just so we
Kent.
Know what we the nicknames that we're calling
Kent.
Kent.
What, like Clark Kent?
No, just like Kent.
What Kent? As in Garden of England.
No, not Garden of England.
What's the
Don't ask.
All right, okay.
There's no relevance at all. It's just
all right.
Kent. So Kent and me then start rowing.
Oh, do you?
Because I'm like, you take him. And he's like, you take him. And I'm like, well, I've got to get up early. And he's like, well, I've got to get up early. And then you end up having a row.
That's horrible.
And then you have to like take turns in having baby.
Yeah.
And then you just wake up like, oh, God, help me.
And you sort of, you're too tired to make up as well, I guess, aren't you? And you
no,
kind of
you
feel
do.
Bad.
You do make
do
up.
Because that's not very nice.
Because you all know what it's about.
It's not a nice way to start the day, is it?
No, that was last night.
Yeah.
No, in the morning it's fine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
After 2 or 3 hours sleep, you're all right.
So you want me to, shall I just do this show then?
I'm yeah, like, if yeah, you could just you do just, the show, that would be great.
You just sit back and relax, honey.
Yeah.
Let the big man take charge.
I just can't.
Yeah.
What's your life hack, Drummond?
Well.
Oh, actually, now let me ask you, what have you been up to? Have you got like any interesting stories to tell me this week? Have you been up to anything? No, you look worried that
no,
I've asked that.
No, in fact, my life hack is kind of related to stuff I've been up to. I've been, as usual, I've been sort of going to the races and playing a bit of golf and that sort of stuff. Yeah. Been the horse races quite a lot recently.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I think I see photos of horses of you or something.
I know you don't like to talk about the horse racing. So
no,
we
it's
won't.
Very upsetting.
And I moved house. So
again?
Yeah, for the second time in 6 months.
You're a strange chap, aren't you?
Just got to keep moving.
Just got to keep moving on. Wherever I lay my hat, that's my home, babe.
Yeah. Otherwise, they come knock, knock, knocking on the door. I mean, that's your psychic friend.
Rosa de Riviere.
She did suggest that I would be moving house.
She
and
did.
I have. So that was quite stressful. Of course, I let Dolly do all the heavy lifting.
You did not.
I've got a bad back.
Oh, God.
She's very strong as well. She's as fit as a butcher's dog. Jeez. And we're on the second floor. You should see her up and down those stairs. That wardrobe didn't have a chance.
Stop it.
Just
did she
it
really
on
let her do that?
Chucked it on. Well, I, you know, I sort of did the guiding, you know, left a bit, right a bit up. Don't, come on, you know, watch her bend from the knees. Pick up from the knees, Dolly.
Right, yeah, so you guided her with the Alexander technique.
She doesn't muck about, though. I think I was just too slow. I did try to help.
Right, but she was just like, oh, you're just slow
she did
and you're
say,
old. Get out of the way.
You do realise we're moving house on Thursday, don't you? Yeah, 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 of course. I mean, I wouldn't forget that. Well, really? Well, last time you happened to book in a golf match or something. Is what I got. Yeah, so the first time we moved about 6 months ago, I'd arranged a golf day.
That is so...
Knowing,
see, that's the old Drummond.
Probably knowing me, when I looked at my calendar, I had moving house today, you know, don't book anything else in. And then someone said, do you fancy a game of golf? And I was like,
yeah,
oh,
be all right.
Yeah, should be back by, you know.
Exactly.
It doesn't take long to move.
So
house,
did you play golf on that day?
I did. Yeah, I did.
You didn't?
Yeah, but this time I didn't. I was more helpful this time.
Oh, right.
And I cleaned the whole place when we moved in. Because the people that moved out didn't clean it.
Really?
Because there are, actually, this is an interesting one, and we should maybe try and find a hack to do with this at some stage, but there are two types of people, aren't there?
Yeah.
There are people that either clean the place before they move out or pay someone to come and do it, which is what I would do.
Yes.
Just pay, you know, a cleaning company 150 quid or 100 quid or whatever, and get them to nail it. Less than that, probably.
Yeah.
And then there's the other group of people that literally just get their stuff and walk out.
Just go, right, not contractually
and so
obliged.
Yeah, and you walk in and you're like breathing in their filth, aren't you?
Yeah, all their dead skin cells.
Exactly.
But you know what? When I last moved, I had 3 failed completion dates.
Oh.
So the moving men came 3 times.
That's horrendous.
3 times with a baby.
You, yeah, I was going to say, you just had Oliver as well.
Everything was packed up. Oh, yeah. It was horrendous.
Yeah.
So the cleaning people came twice. The last time, they didn't come. We didn't even know if we were moving.
Stressful, isn't it?
It was very stressful.
See, folks, working in property television doesn't prevent you from having to suffer like that, does it?
Well, that's the thing. And now there's all the legal stuff.
Mm.
Because the person at the bottom is at fault. So now we've got to try and sue everyone.
Oh, God.
So boring.
Yeah, it is.
Ugh.
Oh, well.
So what's your life hack, Drummond?
Hey, well, before we get into my life hack, I'd just like to read out a wee email that we've had from one of our listeners.
Oh, okay.
So this is an email from a Richard Dowling.
Hello, Richard.
Thank you very much for your email. He says, I'm not sure if either of you will be winning any weeks with my life hack, but I think it's great. Don't be defeatist, Richard. Come on. Perhaps you could do with a wild card care. What does that mean?
What do you, well, you don't know what wild card is.
Yeah, well,
you can never work on Escape to the Country, mate.
Yeah, I think he's suggesting that I'm, you know, not very good at this.
Oh, I see.
So, Richard, thank you very much for your email. Richard's life hack is a wormery. How good is that, right? So he was listening to the show
Because of the bees.
Because of our bees chat. And he says, basically, it's a container for the garden. And we'll put a picture of it up on our socials so that all you listeners can go and see what one of these looks like. It's a container for the garden made up of a roof, 3 trays and a liquid collection tray at the bottom. It arrives with British native worms. Short-term worm food and temporary bedding. I like that idea, that these worms come with temporary bedding. You know, just a duvet or a sleeping bag or something.
God.
Yeah. Hello, I'm a worm and I'm here with my temporary bedding.
This isn't permanent. Yeah. I'll be giving something nicer soon.
So basically, you set it up and you throw all your kitchen waste in there. Apple cores, old salad, vegetables, eggshells, waste paper, even your even your hair clippings and Hoover bag contents.
Hair clippings?
Yep. Because these little worms are awesome. Okay, here he continues.
But what's the point of this wormery?
Well, he's about to get onto
this. Go on then.
If you'd listen. God, what is she like? This is what she's like when she's not had much sleep, folks. Worms are incredible recyclers and chomp through the lot in around 3 months, then head on up into the next tray. Remember, there's three trays, where your newer waste will be waiting, leaving you with jet black compost ready for use in your plant pots and veg patches.
Right.
So they just chomp through all your waste, and they're not only getting through your waste so you don't have to put it to landfill, they are
making you
creating compost for your
garden. Lovely flowers. But what, like, you know, like slugs and worms, do they get on all right?
Funnily enough, Richard doesn't really mention the relationship between worms and slugs.
Sometimes, you know, when you get compost from the garden centre, there's sometimes a few slugs in it, yeah. And that's very upsetting for me because they eat all the flowers.
They do eat the flowers, yeah. I think they're not.
I was
so
hoping there'd be sort of killer worms that get rid of my slugs for me.
Killer worms.
Yeah. It depends what you feed them.
Yeah.
It could be like one of those films, like if you feed them some sort of toxic chemicals and they turn into a killer worm that kills all your slugs.
You're doing it again.
What?
You're off on one.
Sorry.
She's gone. She's
sorry,
gone.
Sorry, I'm done.
See you later, Sarah. That's her gone. Do you know, I know a bit about worms, actually.
Oh, gosh.
From my fishing days.
Of course.
I used to go to the fishing days like I was sort of some sort of international fish. I've been fishing
in
a few times.
In my fishing days.
International
fisher? Is that a thing?
No, it's not.
Like it's
I was
cool.
joking. But you get dendrobinas or lobworms at the tackle shop. Oh, yeah.
A lobworm?
Small,
that sounds rank. A lobworm.
Well, they're the big fat juicy ones, aren't they?
Is that why they're called a lob?
Yeah.
So from a lob
on? That's why you got a lob on.
No,
they're not named after the lob on.
Oh, right. It's the other way around.
The lob on is named after the lobworm.
I never knew that.
Did you not?
Sorry, Richard. I don't know how we've gotten to lob
on. Let's finish Richard's email.
Go on.
Within a few months of starting, the worms have established and start happily breeding. You'll find that with each troll of compost, you'll have lots of worm eggs. Yeah, so they start reproducing. Not only are you creating compost from waste, you're boosting wild worm populations in your garden with all the eggs that hatch in your compost. Not only that, and this is my favourite bit.
Yes.
Okay, this is the hack. This is where the hack is, all right?
Here's the hack.
Like, anybody can do all that previous stuff and point it out, but this is why Richard thinks like a life hacker.
Go on.
Not only that, all the bin juice that's collected at the bottom. No, all the bin juice collects at the bottom where you can open a tap into your watering can and water the garden with nutrient-rich wormery tea.
Yummy.
Nobody likes bin juice, so anything that gets rid of that is...
I think that's wonderful.
Wonderful.
Well, no, it's a good life hack, actually, Richard.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. But you know when baby worms are born, do they look like little maggots?
Yeah, I don't know.
Have you ever seen a baby worm?
I don't know. Anyway... Thank you very much, Richard Dowling, for your
email. Thank you, Richard.
You can contact us, lifehackerspod@gmail.com. Send it in and it will come through to us. Now,
we've also had tweets, actually, from Lucy Price, who's sent in hay fever sufferer tweets with, you know, old Vaseline up your nostrils. You know that one?
Yeah, I've heard of that one.
Lucy Price, L. Pricey, you have sent us loads and loads of tweets. So thanks for those. I'll retweet those.
Nice one, Pricey.
Don't underestimate the pricey.
Yeah, the Vaseline trick works for hay fever, actually.
Does it? Because we both suffer from hay fever, don't we?
It does. I've tried it. It works. But I don't like having this sort of greasy feeling up my nostrils all the time.
Oh, that's revolting.
Anyway, right, on to our life hacks.
Yes, go on.
So, my life hack this week, I thought of it because it's getting into silly season for the festivals, isn't it?
You know, yeah.
Glastonbury wasn't so long ago. There's loads of festivals on. And I've been going to the races a lot.
Yes.
And... there's nothing more annoying than going to these events, especially the races, where I'm gambling with the bookmakers at the racetrack, but I'm also gambling on my phone sometimes as well. Don't tell anyone. I'm checking the odds, or I'm reading the form or whatever on my phone. So I run out of battery.
Right.
So this week's life hack is a very special solar-powered charger, phone charger that I came across. All right?
Yeah.
It's called the Waka Waka. Solar-powered charger.
Wow.
And it's magnificent. All right, I'll put a picture of it up on our socials. It's it's not only an amazing charger, right? But this is the bit you're going to love. I'm playing your gig here.
Okay.
This company basically donates these amazing solar-powered chargers to people in developing countries and war-torn areas and areas that are recovering.
You're saying war-torn because you know I'm from Beirut. It's helping your people, Sarah.
To date,
it's helping your people.
To date, over 270,000 Waka Waka products
have been donated
to less developed regions in Africa, war-torn areas like Syria, and countries hit by natural disasters such as Haiti and the Philippines.
But how much are they making?
I don't know. If they're donating them, they can't be making very much, because this thing's only 70 quid. And you charge it up. Yeah. Not only is it a charger or for your phone or your iPad or whatever, mm-hmm. but it also has a little cheeky torch in it, an LED torch. So when you're at your festival in the evening, you can find where you've dropped your stuff. You know, if you drop if you drop your drugs, you can find the... I'm joking.
Say you're joking about that. There's no drug taking at festivals ever.
And... it's just awesome, and it's bright yellow. I think they do it in black as well, but it's just brilliant. I think it's amazing.
I really like the name,
but the Waka Waka, that's why I chose it. So it's harnessing the sun's light to produce energy,
right?
That is amazing in itself.
Yes.
And I know other things do that and have done for a while, but these guys are donating them to places in Africa where they don't have mains electricity or energy of any sort.
Yeah.
And it allows people to have a phone and start a business.
Yeah,
they could start a business potentially.
They could be an influencer.
There you go. They could.
They could be.
I mean, that's awesome.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
It's true.
So that is my life hack. Because the number of times I have lost power at, you know, festivals.
It's true. And these portable chargers are very good.
Yeah.
And these charge boxes are very good.
Yeah, but they only charge your phone once and it takes forever. And then that's it. This one... you can have it out all day while you're off watching.
So it's good if it's like solar. I do like that because mine always runs out. It's good. It's very good. Oh. I like it. Shall we go to a break?
Yeah, let's go to a break.
Shall we?
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
That'd be lovely.
Hello, you. Anna Williamson here from Breaking Mum and Dad, the podcast. After a little bit of a break, I'm delighted to say I am back. Back with a vengeance, with an absolutely corking roster of guests for my Breaking Mum and Dad the podcast, talking about all things mama and papa, mental health, and a whole lot more. So make sure you tune in from next week to hear more from this.
That is another thing that they don't warn you about, like how difficult you might find breastfeeding, and actually how much it hurts at the beginning, even if you are doing it correctly.
To hear about this,
I didn't know when my cervix was at 18. And then there I was, like, learning midwifery and seeing babies being born.
And to listen to this.
I genuinely think I was a better mother to my first child.
That's interesting.
When I was younger than I am now.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, have an iPad and, you know, get on because I've got stuff to do. I was never like that with Oshin.
So make sure you tune in. I'm so looking forward to sharing with you some of my incredible guests that are all absolutely inspiring. So it's Breaking Mum and Dad, the podcast, a brand new series. And of course, you can get it on your Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Hope you enjoy.
Oh, that was a nice break, wasn't it?
Yeah, you needed that.
I needed that break.
Very
I feel
sleepy today.
Yeah, I feel rejuvenated.
Mm.
Do I look it?
You do. You look radiant. We've got a very special guest coming up in a bit.
Oh, I'm excited about this.
TV star, mum, vegan.
Yes.
Bit of a legend, in fact.
She really is a legend.
Yeah.
She's been doing, in fact, A Place in the Sun for how many years? Oh, God, it's over a decade.
Yeah, way over. I think she's done something like 600 episodes of A Place in the Sun. So we're speaking to Jasmine Harmon later on, so hold on for that.
Yes,
but
stay tuned for that.
You.
It's time for my life hack.
It is.
Do you know, I've changed a lot since I've had a baby. I have become a bit of a germ freak.
Oh.
Yeah, only for Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
Like, before I had a baby, I thought, if I have a baby, I'll just be like, yeah, it's good for their immune system, you know, let them roll around and pig shit. It'll be fine.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, that's what I thought I'd be like. Yeah. But now I'm like, it's so horrible seeing your baby sick.
Yeah.
You try and avoid it and you just think it's better when they're older.
Yeah, but if you avoid it, they're not going to get more sick in the long run.
Yeah, but when you're going on holiday, for example, the last thing you want, because these aeroplanes, this is the thing. I think there's only one time I've been on a plane with Ollie and he hasn't got sick.
Right.
One time.
That's annoying, isn't it?
It's really awful.
Yeah.
So then a couple of days into the holiday, they get sick, or the day after, and you're like, God, it's that bloody plane.
Yeah.
So I always go with the Dettol wipes and the spray, and I'm like, I never thought I would be that person, like cleaning all the aeroplane, you know, the table.
Do you?
The window.
What, you get in, sit down and start spraying stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that would annoy me, because I don't want to be breathing in that stuff you're spraying.
Well, just breathe in other people's feces then. Feces particles on your aeroplane table, Drummond. That...
That's a hideous idea.
Well, that's true.
I know.
Do you know, aeroplane, you've gone red. Do you think you've been breathing in other people's feces? Yeah. No, but it's true. That's the most germs. It's yeah. more. There's more germs there on an aeroplane table than there is in a toilet, the aeroplane toilet.
Is there?
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Is it? Yeah, because I you often think that when your flight's delayed because the plane hasn't arrived and then you see it pulling up and the people getting off and then you get straight on and you yeah. think the seat's still warm.
Oh, it's disgusting. They
haven't cleaned this, have they?
No. And so babies are always like banging stuff, grabbing yeah. stuff, pulling like, you know.
Yeah.
So there is a solution that I found.
Go on,
for
then.
This.
Hit me with
it's,
your
I know it's a mum specific or dad specific, I should say parenting specific.
Yeah.
But it saves you doing all of this. It's like this pocket thing that you put over the whole front of the seat, right?
Right.
So it's like a cloth airplane pocket.
Yeah.
Now, it's really good because it covers the bloody table.
Yeah.
You can sleep on it if you want without the feces.
God.
It's true, Drummond. You're going to be wiping down your table after this, aren't you? No, you just embrace it, don't you?
I've been to much dirtier places than a...
I know you have, mate. I know.
Plane. You know?
I know you have. I knew you before, Dolly.
Yeah. You should have seen the loser at Glastonbury. God.
But this, yeah, so it's brilliant. And then you can store all of their toys in it, all of their snacks, everything else. Everything's covered. You don't have to spend the first 10 minutes trying to hold the baby back and cleaning everything. Right. So it's the airplane pocket. It's on Kickstarter. It's amazing. I recommend every parent gets one.
Fine.
All right.
All right. But does it not really annoy the person who's sat in front of you because you've got this thing hooked over the back of their seat?
No, it's not like that.
Is it not?
No, you have to have a look at it.
All right.
To fine. Understand.
And it prevents your child from getting ill.
Exactly.
Okay, it's a good hack.
It is good hack. Yeah.
All right. And I've got a feeling I might be in trouble later on because Jasmine's a mum as well, isn't she?
No, but you've done all that manipulation about saving, you know, war-torn countries and making people in Africa, like remote Africa, influencers and stuff.
I mean, you'd have to be a really nasty person to not choose my hack today.
I know, you've been quite clever with yours.
Yeah.
You know Jasmine's quite, you know, a humanitarian as well.
She's a legend. Let's get her in and have a chat.
Shall we?
Yep.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift-giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
I am very pleased to say that we have the lovely Jasmine Harmon on the phone.
Jasmine Harmon, hello.
Hello, how are you both?
Very well, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're a bit of a life hacker extraordinaire, actually. Did you know that? Yeah, because I've been on your Instagram, I mean, cereal bowl size portions, Kerr.
Yes.
Indeed.
This is what you've been eating. You've been using cereal bowls... For your dinner.
That's why. That's actually enough when you think about the size of your stomach.
Yes.
You know, you don't want to feel bloated like every Christmas. You know, when you're eating far too much.
Absolutely.
And your stomach does stretch or shrink depending on what you eat. So, yeah. Well, look, there's my, that's, is that my hack done already?
No, that's just a freebie. That's just one I've been observing from you.
Don't think you're getting out of it that easily.
No chance.
But I've been following you quite avidly on social media as well.
We're basically your stalkers.
Because you've been on quite the health binge, haven't you? You've been doing all sorts of different tennis playing and boxing, I've seen, and you've been down the gym.
I've been to the gym. This morning, actually, I hate to tell you this, but I am still in my sweaty gym gear from my aerobics class this morning because I didn't have time for a shower.
On this occasion, we're glad we didn't have you in the studio.
Yeah, thank God you're not here, Jasmine. What did you do this morning? What class?
I did a fantastic aerobics class. The choreography was so complicated. So, you know, you get a workout for your brain as well as for your body, and it's just really good fun. So I love my classes. I'm not very good at motivating myself to do things I don't want to do, so that's why I have to try and find exercises which I love.
That's what it's for, isn't it? Yeah, so exactly. what brought this on? Because it seems that like you've upped your sort of physical health game recently. Is that fair to say? You've been
massively.
Yeah,
well, I think because, you know, I used to exercise a lot. Once upon a time, I was a fitness instructor, in fact, in a previous life. Mm. But when I got pregnant and I had my daughter, who's 5 and a half now, my priorities obviously completely changed. And so I felt, you know, I was working a lot and I wanted to spend time with my children, my son, when he came along as well. And so I just didn't have time. You know, exercise never became my top priority because if I wasn't working, I just wanted to be with my kids. And so when my daughter started school last September, I suddenly found myself with a bit more time on my hands because my son was also at nursery. And so I wasn't able to bring them with me when I was traveling. Mm-hmm. So after work, I can do a workout. And when I'm at home, I can do a workout once they've gone off to school and nursery. So I just suddenly had time and something clicked in my brain and said, this is it, Jazz. This is your chance now.
Do it now.
You know, to get back into it. And I used to love exercising and I hadn't done it for 6 years. And I started back exercising. I started eating better instead of being, you know, a junk food vegan. I started eating much more, you know, healthily, eating more whole foods, cooking more. And, you know, just not drinking as much alcohol, not eating as many salt and vinegar crisps, because that was just
craving. She's into her salt and vinegar crisps as well. The number of times on Coast Free Country, she arrived on location and came into a house and immediately demanded a packet of salt and vinegar crisps.
And yeah. you would stash them as well. He'd taunt me with them if he had the last packet.
But so you've got to put it on your rider. That's what
it, the rider. But it's on that note, you're obviously probably best known for presenting A Place in the Sun, I think. And it's quite a similar gig to the Coast Free Country gig that we've done in the past.
Yes.
But it is quite difficult to fit fitness into that sort of schedule, isn't it? Because you're filming quite long days. And so how have you mastered that? What do you do? What's the trick to squeezing it in?
My trick now that I don't travel with the children so much, only during school holidays, they can come with me now. It's much easier because I finish work. The second I finish work, I get back to the hotel, I put my gym stuff on and I do a workout. If I stop and sit down and relax, or, you know, just take my eye off the ball for a second, then it won't happen.
It just doesn't, does
so
it?
So I just have to do it straight away.
It's a discipline immediately. Thing.
And it also really helps if you've got somebody else on the crew who will do it with you. So just recently I was working out with one of the team in the back of a really crummy hotel somewhere in the UK.
Yeah.
Just next to the sort of staff smoking area.
Which lovely.
They all kept coming out for a fag and they were.
Was it a Premier Inn?
Possibly.
The glamour of show business.
Yeah. But yeah, it really helps, especially in that sort of situation where you think, well, I haven't got any facilities here. I'm just going to have to do a workout, you know, on my own. It really helps to have somebody to do it with you.
Definitely.
Having said that, I'm not perfect. When the children are traveling with me during school holidays, I never, hardly ever manage to get a workout in because I come home from work and I want to see the kids. So.
Oh, I bet you do.
Well, that's how it should be as well. It's a good balance you've got going on. And you look amazing. I mean, you looked amazing before, but you look incredibly amazing now. I mean, I've seen the photos that you put up. You did for your 10-year anniversary, wasn't it?
Yeah, last
you got
week.
Back into your wedding dress.
I know, it was a bit of a squeeze, I've got to admit, but I managed to get back into it. So having lost about 2 stone September, I still think I looked good before.
You did, but yes.
I feel just so much better now. I've got so much more energy. You know, I kind of bounce out of bed a bit more in the morning, whereas I've never really been a morning person. Mm. So I just feel completely different. It's really, 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 really great. I'm really happy. And I'm finding it really easy.
That's good.
You know, which is how it should be. Because it's not sustainable. If it's not something that's easy and that you enjoy, it's really not sustainable.
It just makes everything much easier, doesn't it? And life's a lot happier when you're feeling fit and healthy. So what are you working on at the moment?
So I'm in the middle of a series of A Place in the Sun, Home or Away.
Ooh.
And I've got a couple of episodes coming up, one in Spain and one in France. And then my final one of the series is in Wales. Which will be lovely, I'm sure.
Know it well,
And then straight back onto A Place in the Sun, the full hour episode, right up until the end of the year. So, last week I filmed a really brilliant film for the One Show, which people can watch on Catch Up, about reuniting the 1971 Women's World Cup squad.
Oh,
it was superb. It was
I like
so
the
much
sound
fun.
Of that.
Yeah, it was really good, and we had a bit of a kick about, and we had some great fun. And it was so different then compared to now, when at that time the FA had said that football was unsuitable for women to play and banned women from playing on their pitches.
Mm.
So completely different background story to now, when we're really celebrating.
We are celebrating
it. Team who are out in France.
And in fact, I won a recent episode of this very podcast
with
a hack. And the hack was essentially go and watch women's sport instead of men's, because it's
much
better value for money and the standard's just as good.
Yeah, so, there you go.
Yeah, very good.
It's a shame we didn't have you on to judge that one. Although, actually, I did still win, didn't I?
You did win, exactly. I just wanted to rub it in my face even more.
What's the score now between you two?
It's pretty even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jazz, you've already given us loads of life hacks, but what is your number one life hack that you're bringing to the Life Hack Arena today?
Well, I was really under pressure trying to think of my number one life hack, because so many that kept springing into my mind.
Yeah.
But the one that I've chosen is a really, really important one. And I think it's important to everyone, not just me, because it's one of my best life hacks for saving the planet. So a biggie. And so my hack is how to reduce the amount of water that you consume. And, there are lots of tricks and tips that I hear all the time for people to reduce how much water they use. You know, everything from showering instead of taking baths, and things like turning off the tap whilst you're brushing your teeth. But to be honest, those kind of hacks are a drop in the ocean, if you'll excuse the pun.
Yeah, I was going to say, very
compared good. Compared to my hack, because it's really important, because the World Economic Forum has said that our largest global risk of harm to people over the next decade is a water crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So we really have to be careful with our water. It's super, super precious. And in lots of places in the world, it's running out. So my hack is, if you want to save water, stop eating beef. That might sound really weird, but there is a sort of method to my madness, because it takes 15,415 litres of water to produce 1 kilogram of beef. Did you know that?
15,000.
I knew it was a lot, because it's the grain-rich food as well that takes a lot of water to produce, doesn't it? It's
exactly
horrendous.
And 1 kilo of beef.
For 1 kilo of beef. So what that would mean is, let's say, for example, you wanted to save water and you said, right, I'm not going to shower anymore. I'm just going to be whiffy and stinky and I'm going to stop showering. And you could, if you didn't shower for 8 months, you could save the equivalent amount of water as it takes to produce 1 kilo of beef. But obviously you'd stink.
Exactly. So make your choice, Kerr. Make your choice. Either give up the beef burgers or stop showering.
Well,
or be Donald Trump.
I'm not much of a burger eater, but I do like beef. However, I did the other day see, you know, one of those shows where they show you how things work.
Yeah.
And you go into a factory or whatever. I saw one where they were making a salsa dip for your tortilla chips, right? Mm. Little jar dip.
Yeah.
And you should have seen the amount of water they were using to produce that. I'm sure, however,
really?
It wasn't 15,000 litres.
You reckon it's 15,500?
Did the excuses you try and come up with, well, have you seen how much water they use to make salsa?
I'm just trying to defend our farmers.
Oh, God, here we go.
But that is a heck of a lot of water, isn't it? 15,500 litres of water for 1 kilogram of beef.
Yeah.
Seems kind of ridiculous.
And that's when people are talking about carbon footprint and flying and everything else. Really, the best thing is, like, not to harp on, but it is to go vegan, isn't it?
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
I'm getting ganged up on.
I am so with this. But, you know, I mean, you could basically be a planet-saving hero. Every one of us can be heroes if we want to save the planet. It's that, you know, there are all sorts of little hacks you can do. Things like, you know, if you want to reduce plastic, everyone goes on about plastic straws. Mm. Oh yeah, I'm really happy to give up plastic straws because I want to save marine life. But they won't stop eating the marine life to save the marine life.
Yeah, I know that is a bit weird. They're like all of the plastic whilst tucking into some fish and chips.
So, it's killing all the fish. It's just like people are willing to do certain things, like, I mean, turning off the tap when you're brushing your teeth and think that that's enough. But actually, you could make a much bigger impact, a much more heroic impact by doing something else. So, you know, if you think 8 months with no shower or 1 kilo of beef, which would you choose?
Mm. Yeah. Kerr, you haven't answered that yet.
I'm not going to. I think silence says it all, really.
It really does.
It's a hell of a good life hack.
Very good life hack. And in fact, you're the first guest that's brought on a planet-saving life hack, which is lovely.
Yeah, you are. It's not important enough I know. To people.
Well, we seem to have a range. We have quite a lot that are more personal and sort of
psychological type tips.
So hopefully you'll inspire the next lot of guests to come on. And then if we can put all these planet-saving life hacks together, you never know, we might just save the planet.
You never know.
Never know.
Have a whole new podcast.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? How life hackers save the planet.
Yes.
Well, that's a brilliant life hack. And you've been a brilliant guest. Thank you very much indeed, Jasmine, for taking the time
to speak to us. Thank you for having me.
But listen, she can't go yet, Kerr. She's got to judge us.
Oh, of course.
Of course
you do. You have to judge our life hacks.
Yes.
So you have the aeroplane pocket that can save children from sickness.
Oh, here we go.
And go on, Kerr, do your whole spiel about yours giving money to charity.
Well, no, you've just done it all for me. Or it's the Waka Waka solar powered charger with inbuilt torch.
Waka Waka Wow.
Which uses the sun's energy to charge your phone. And they're an amazing company that donate chargers to developing countries. So just picture people in Africa who don't have access to the mains electricity using the sun's energy to power their phone.
And
start businesses and develop.
No, it is good.
No pressure.
It is very good.
Which one's it going to be?
I mean, both of those hacks are really great for somebody like me who does travel quite a lot and travels with the family quite a lot as well. I think the aeroplane pocket is a really great idea when you're traveling with kids. However, I'm sorry, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. Jasmine, my fellow vegan letting me down. I can't believe this.
Because I think that is, even on a purely selfish level, that would be so much more useful to me because I am always running out of battery on one of my devices, whether it's mine or one of the children's things, or you know, always. And I love the fact that it's giving back as well. It's so, you know, donating to people who don't necessarily have access to electricity. I think he just edged it over you. Sorry, Sarah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it was a goodie. It's almost, and it's got like a brilliant name, Waka Waka.
Well, it has, isn't it? And it's almost like it was made for you, Jasmine, because it's you present a place in the sun.
You were and very it's a clever bringing
charger.
That.
And it's bringing that in. Powered charger. There you go. Brilliant.
Wonderful. Well, Jasmine, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I won. I can't believe it.
Oh, for God's sake. Well, I knew you'd manipulate her.
Just a reminder, the name of my hack, guys, was the Waka Waka.
Waka Waka.
W-A-K-A solar power charger. Brilliant. It's awesome. Name. I'm going to put it up on our social feed. I'm not surprised I won that one, to be honest. I'm feeling pretty competent.
Competent? You're very competent,
I'm not surprised I won that one, actually. I was feeling pretty confident.
Were you?
Yeah, it was a good one, wasn't it?
It was good, yeah. It's probably better than my airplane pocket, to be fair. So I believe we can have a little break, aren't we? We're going to make this series one.
Yeah, that's the end of series one, folks.
Yeah, and because we're just going to be doing a bit of summer holidaying, basically. We won't be gone for long.
No.
We'll be back in soon doing Life Hackers series two.
Yeah, don't get upset. You don't, you know.
Yeah.
It's
not over.
We'll still be around. We just won't, you know, it won't be every Monday.
No.
Right? So just hang on for a few weeks. That's all we're asking.
Yeah. 2, 3, 4 weeks, a month max.
I mean, I personally think these episodes are better when you listen to them 2 or 3 times. So you could go back to episode 1 and listen to that if you want. Thank you all for listening. And like Sarah says, we'll be back in a few weeks.
Yes, please do share our podcast, like it, rate it, subscribe, do all nice things with it.
And have a lovely sunny holiday, everyone.
Enjoy.